Okay, Lili Nishmas, Abba Mori, Zichron Livracha. We're in the middle of Simon Tafrei Shayin Aleph. Today we'll discuss where to light the menorah. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Ner Chanukah Menicho Al Pesach HaAsamah Rojotami Bachutz. The best place to light the menorah is at the doorway facing the street. Mibachutz, on the outside of the doorway facing the street. Why? Pishumei Nisa, to publicize the miracle. People should see it. Well, that's the best place to light the menorah. Now, see, well, I'll get back to the rest of Sif Hei, Bez Hashem, in a few minutes. Sivav. Menicho l'mayla megimol tfachim, u'mitzvah l'nicho l'mata me'asar tfachim. It should be lit above three tfachim. If it's lower than three tfachim off the ground, it's like it's on the ground. It has to be not on the ground. It can't be on the ground. So the menorah has to be more than three tefachim off the ground. Well, and ideally, under 10 tefachim. Why? Because it's more pishumei nisa. You want to show you're lighting the Ner Chanukah for the sake of the mitzvah. Now, as opposed to, because you want to light up your room. Let's say you wanted to light up your living room. You wouldn't put a candle low down. You'd put a candle high up to give more light. So by putting the candle low down, under 10 tefachim, it makes it more nicker, more apparent that you lit the candle for the sake of the mitzvah, as opposed to just to light up the room. And that's a greater pishumei nisa, and that's a better fulfillment of the mitzvah. But if it's above 10 tefachim, then you're yotze. Now, a lot of times, you have your following question, that the windowsill is above 10 tefachim off the ground. And if you put it in the window, then a lot of people will see it, but it's still above 10 tefachim. So the Mishnah Berurah says that that's better. That if you have a choice of lighting it below 10 tefachim, and no one's going to see it, but above 10 tefachim, and people will see it outside, then it's better to light it above 10 tefachim, you know, where people on the outside can see. If you have two windows, and both can be seen from the outside, then it's better to light it in the window. That's below 10 tefachim. Okay. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, Imei nicho l'maylu mikafam alo yotza. Above 20 amas, you're not yotze. Because that's way too high. People can't really see it in a normal way. Dol shalta be'eina. You can't really see it. And you're not yotze at all. Well, the Ramah adds on, if you took it after it was lit and then brought it down below 20 amas, you're not yotze. Because the mitzvah is the hadlaka. It has to be in the right place when you do the maisa hadlaka. Oh, so the candle can't be above 20 amos. Now, so nowadays, people live in apartment buildings. So there's a whole question when you're writing in an apartment building. So if your window is below 20 amos, below 30 feet, then it's fine. What if it's above 20 amos? It's more than 30 feet high. See, there's an interesting machlokas. It's brought down in the guidelines. So some say, well, you're not yotze, it's above 20 amos. But others say that, the Rabbi Vosner and others say this, that the apartments across the street. It can be seen easily from them. They're at a similar height. And it can be occasionally seen by people on the street. And therefore, you can light talk above 20 amos. And that view is brought down in the poskim. Well, so that's a machlokas halacha lamaisa. If your window is above 20 amos, but there are windows facing you, can you still light in the window above 20 amos and say a bracha? So that's a machlokas. Some say you can and some say you shouldn't. In that case, you should light either the door of the house or the door of the building. That we'll get to in a few minutes. So that you have to ask a shayla, whom you follow. Oh, now, back to Sif Hei. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about as follows. The Shulchan Aruch says, what if your house doesn't face the street, but rather your house faces a courtyard, and the courtyard faces the street? So the Shulchan Aruch says, you light at the edge of the courtyard facing the street. Well, why is that? Because there's pishumei nisa in that case. because then more people will see it. So here there's a big discussion in the modern day apartment buildings how to apply this halacha. Some say that the modern day apartment buildings are just like this seif in Shulchan Aruch. Your apartment is your house. The hallway is like the chatzer. And you would light at the front door of the apartment building. In Yerushalayim, you'll see that on Hanukkah, many people light the front door of the apartment building. Sometimes there's a little walkway outside the apartment building, so they light at the edge of the walkway. And that's based on the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what many people do in Yerushalayim. But the Chazanir held, no, you can't do that. Why not? Because you have to light where you live. So in the old days, people would use their chatzer, they'd use their courtyards as extended living quarters. They would do laundry in the courtyard or cook in the courtyard. So therefore, you can light the menorah at the edge of the courtyard. But nowadays, people don't live in the hallway. You don't do laundry in the hallway. So the Chazon Ish says that you can't light at the edge of the, you can't light at the front door of the apartment building, because that's disconnected from your home, the apartment upstairs. And you have to either light in the window, or you light at the front door of your apartment facing the hallway. Oh. So that's a big machlokas. The poskim in Yerushalayim say no. We do use the hallway for certain things. People keep their bikes there, their jackets there. The hallway is counted as an extension of your home. And there, and in Yerushalayim, the minhag is people light downstairs at the edge of the door of the apartment building facing the street. In Bnei Brak, it's much more common to see people lighting in the window because if they follow the Chazon Ish. Well, then the Shulchan Aruch says, "Uveshas ha'sakana she'en rishai kai mitzvah menicha ashkanu v'dayo." If it's dangerous, then you just light in your regular table and your yotzei the mitzvah. This is the way people lit for many generations. Many generations it was dangerous to light outside, and people lit inside. Many poskim assume, you know, we've had many shas sakanas, and many poskim assume that the halacha is that bottom line, your yotze, if you light inside, even if there's no real sakana nowadays, and therefore a person should try to light in a place where there's bishumei nisa, either lighting in the window or lighting at the front door of the apartment building. But if it doesn't work, if there's no other place to light, you light inside your living room and you can say a bracha. That's the accepted psak. You can say a bracha even when lighting inside if there's no other way to work out getting more pishumei nisa. Then the Shulchan Aruch mentions the shamash. V'tzarech ner acher lishamash li'oro. You should have another candle as a shamash to make it clear that the candles are being lit for the mitzvah. And the shamash is for something else. If you need light, you use the shamash. If you use light, you use the shamash. That's what the shamash is for. Nowadays, people will sometimes use the shamash to light the other candles. But sometimes if you have oil menorah, it doesn't always work. So you don't need to use the candle to light the shamash, to light the other candles. But because it's there mostly as a hecker to make it clear that you're lighting the candles not for light, but rather you're lighting the candles for the sake of the mitzvah. Well, there's a very interesting discussion. Nowadays we have electric lights, and whoever wants the light uses electric lights, uses electricity. So it could be that nowadays you don't really need a shamash anymore, because the fact that we have electric lights obviates the need for a shamash. You have the lights on, then you see that the candles are l'shem mitzvah. So I think I heard Rav Wilk Shlita says this, and I saw that Rav Nevensal Shlita says the same thing. He says, "Bizman hazeh sheyesh chashmal, leniyastayti min hadin ein tzarech shamash, unless there's often hafsakat chashmal, often there are blackouts." Now the minhag is we have a shamash, and you're supposed to have a shamash, but if for some reason you don't have a shamash, you still light the menorah, you say a bracha, you get the mitzvah, and many hold you don't even need a shamash nowadays because we have electric lights. Okay, we'll stop here.